إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل دلالة في النار. ثم أما بعد، الله أكبر، الله أكبر، لا إله إلا الله، والله أكبر، الله أكبر، ولله الحمد. The slaves of Allah, then verily Allah has blessed us with Eid, which is good for our worldly life and our religion. On the authority of Anas radiallahu anhu, who said that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he proceeded to Al-Madina and found the people there had 2 days in which they would play therein. He asked, "What are these 2 days?" The people replied, "We used to play and have amusement within them in Jahiliyyah." So he said, "Verily, Allah has replaced them for that which is better than them, the day of Al-Adha and the day of Al-Fitr." So Eid Al-Adha is a joy for the Muslims after completion of the good and virtuous days that have preceded, of the best days of the year, the first 10 days of Dhul-Hijjah. So they are joyous for completing their fasting within these days and hoping for the reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it is a day known as Al-Hajj Al-Akbar for the Hujjaj that are performing their Hajj rites. Within these days, there was prayer, the giving of charity, fasting, saying the takbir, the tahleel, the tamheed and the tasbih. Then after this comes the Eid prayer. So worship does not end, and there are plenty of opportunities Allah has provided for us of good and abundant reward for small actions. And the paths of Al-Birr are vast for us to embark upon. So it is upon us Muslims to embark upon these great avenues of obedience in our daily lives. And that does not stop with the ending of the best 10 days of the year and the onset of the Eid. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallah, Wallahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Walillahi alhamd. Slaves of Allah, verily the Eid is from the greatest of apparent rituals of Al-Islam. And the first significance of the Eid in Al-Islam is the Tawheed of Allah Ta'ala, singling Him out with all acts of worship, like dua and fear and hope, seeking refuge and seeking aid and assistance, placing our trust and fervent desire and sacrificing and slaughtering, as we will inshallah be doing after this Eid khutbah, and swearing and making vows to Allah. And this Tawheed is the foundation of the religion, which all of the branch of the Sharia are built upon. And it is the reality and manifestation of the meaning of La ilaha illallah. The proof for this is the saying of Allah, إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ. You alone we worship, and you alone we seek aid and assistance, which is recited in the Eid prayer, and other than it, from all of the prayers that are prayed. And Tawheed is a great affair, which when it is implemented and realized, then it enters the people into blessed gardens of paradise. And when it is forfeited and lost, then the people's actions will not benefit them, and they will enter the hellfire for eternity. So cling firmly, O Muslims, to this great foundation. And it is the right of Allah upon His slaves, and the covenant of Allah which He took from the children of Adam alayhi salam. Allah has constantly affirmed in the noble Quran the affirmation of the Tawheed of worship, i.e. singling Him out with all acts of worship, and has mentioned its great station. So whoever fulfills the rights of Allah, then Allah will fulfill His promise to them out of His grace, subhanahu wa ta'ala. On the authority of Mu'adh ibn Jabal radiallahu an, who said that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, the right of Allah upon His slaves is that they worship Him alone and do not commit shirk, do not commit polytheism with Him in anything. And the right of the slave upon Allah is that He will not punish those who do not commit shirk with Him in anything. Narrated in Sahih al-Bukhari. And look to the takbir that we say on Eid, and the meaning of this takbir, for it is encompassing of Tawheed. It says, Allah is the greatest, Allah is the greatest. There's nothing worthy of worship except Allah. Allah is the greatest, Allah is the greatest, and to Him belongs all praise. So Tawheed is the first affair and the last affair. So beware of all that which nullifies Tawheed and spoils it. So we do not sacrifice except to Allah. We do not make sujood except to Allah. We do not swear except by Allah. And we stay far away from shirk via its various types, and beware of falling into it, whether it be by magic, going to fortune tellers, or other than it. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallah, Wallahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Walillahi alhamd. The slaves of Allah, verily the second significance of Eid is the fulfillment of the meaning of the testimony that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam is the Messenger of Allah, which is pronounced in the tashahud of our prayers. Verily the meaning of the testimony that Muhammad is the Messenger of Allah is to obey His commands, refrain from His prohibitions, affirm whatever He has informed us of, and to worship Allah with what He has legislated, whilst loving and revering Him. Allah Ta'ala, He said, قُلْ أَتِيُوا اللَّهَ وَأَتِيُوا الرَّسُولَ. Obey Allah and obey the Messenger. And from revering the Messenger and obeying him is revering his companions and his family. So we do not mention them except with good. And whoever curses them or speaks ill of them, even one of them, then is, as Imam Ahmad rahimahullah said, question his Islam. And know that we look to the Quran and we look to the Sunnah by their understanding, the understanding of the Sahaba, as the revelation descended upon them, and they heard it directly from the mouth of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and asked him directly concerning it. So they understood it best, and they fought for Islam. They fought to defend the religion. They fought against every opposer, every innovator, everything that went against the Sharia. They fought for the honor of Islam. So why do we not follow them? Why do we reject the narrations? If you look at every hadith of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you will find a companion in the chain of narration. So they are the ones that spread Islam. And without them, we here today would have no Islam. So we only know Islam by the companions. So upon us is to follow them. Follow their way. For Allah Ta'ala chose them to accompany the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And they have all been testified to for being in paradise by Allah in the Quran. So why would we not want to follow their way? Why would we not want to take them as an example and follow their understanding? Those who have preceded us in paradise. And the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he said, the best generation is my generation, then those who follow them, then those that follow them. So they, these three generations, the Sahaba, the Tabi'een, and the Atba' Tabi'een, are the greatest generations. And the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he said, there is not a time, except that the time that comes after it is worse than it. So it is upon us to return to the original affair, the affair which the Sahaba, Tabi'een, and Atba' Tabi'een were upon, who are collectively known as the Salaf al-Salih, the pious predecessors. As Imam Malik mentioned, the later generations will not be rectified except that which rectified the first generation. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallah, Wallahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Walillahi alhamd. The slaves of Allah, know that actions will never be accepted from you except that they are in accordance to two conditions: being sincere to Allah alone, i.e. upon Tawheed, and following the Sunnah of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So all innovation is rejected upon the one that performs it, and all major shirk, polytheism, exits a person from the fold of Islam. Say, verily I am a man just like you, as it has been inspired to me that your Lord is one Lord. So whoever hopes for the meeting with his Lord, then let him work righteousness and associate none as a partner in the worship of his Lord. So slaves of Allah, stay away from innovations and the newly invented affairs in the religion, and stay away from, far away from the people of desires and innovation. For many people in this time of ours are from these misguided sects. And in this time you will see much differing. So upon you is to cling to the Sunnah of your Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and follow the path of your righteous predecessors, then you will be upon success. Allah Ta'ala said, وَأَنَّ هَذَا سِرَاطِ الْمُسْتَقِيمَ فَاتَّبِعُوهُ وَلَا تَتَّبِعُوا الصُّبُلَ فَتَفَرَّقَ بِكُمْ أَنْ سَبِيلِهِ ذَلِكُمْ وَصَّاكُمْ بِهِ لَأَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. This is my straight path, so follow it, and do not follow these other divergent paths, for they will split you and take you far away from his path. This he has ordained for you, that you may become from the pious. And he subhanahu wa ta'ala said, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I've left you upon a clear path. It's night, it's like it's day. No one deviates from it, except that he is destroyed. Whoever lives long from amongst you will see much differing. So upon you is my sunnah and the sunnah of the rightly guided khulafa after me. Bite onto it with your molar teeth. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallah, Wallahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Walillahi alhamd. The slaves of Allah, verily implementing the religion of Allah within our lives requires us to have knowledge. And knowledge is not gained by sitting idly and hoping inspiration just enters into our hearts. Knowledge of the religion is an obligation upon every Muslim, male and female, free and a slave, old and young. It requires effort. It requires travelling to the scholars and the people of knowledge, sitting within lessons and reading the books. We spend all of our time learning and teaching our children these secular studies, paying for tutors and schooling. And yet we do not even put half of the effort in with our studies of the Islamic legislation, which is obligatory upon us to learn. So strive to learn that which is obligatory upon you to learn from Tawheed and the Sunnah and the fiqh of wudu and the prayer and everything else which is obligatory upon you. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. La ilaha illallah. Wallahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Walillahi alhamd. O women in Islam, fear Allah Ta'ala in that which He has made obligatory upon you. And be good to your husband with a good companionship. And be good to your children, to whom you should provide a beneficial Islamic education. And pay attention to the rights of your parents and those who are closest to you of your family. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, when a woman observes the 5 daily prayers and fasts the month of Ramadan and preserves her chastity and obeys her husband, then let her enter paradise through any gate she wishes. And stay away from bad companionship. Those who call you to abandon that which is obligatory upon you, who call you to dress in sinful ways and act in sinful ways, such as the listening of music, etc. For the honor and beauty of a woman is in her religiousness. And know, O women in Islam, that you have a great station and honor in Islam, a station which is beautiful and praiseworthy. The woman is the first school for the children, and so the children grow up to be like the woman teaches them to be. The woman is a great model for the children, a great role model for the children. And this great role model is what builds societies, rectifies societies upon Tawheed, the Quran and Sunnah, and builds Islamic societies in which Allah blesses with great blessings. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Walillahi alhamd. So thank Allah for the blessings He has bestowed upon you, O slaves of Allah, and praise Him for all of those blessings, both apparent and hidden. Praise Him for the blessing of safety and Iman, and thank Him by using the blessings He has bestowed upon you to be obedient to Him, and by staying away from being disobedient to Him. May Allah accept from me and you all our good deeds in these 10 blessed days, the best 10 days of the year. Wa sallallahu wa sallam ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Eidukum mubarak.